October 8th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am pleased with the many prayers which rose up from the heart of the world on the Holy Mother's feast day yesterday. These prayers are forming my arsenal against the evils of the present day. It is impossible for man to grasp the dire need for prayer after prayer. Evil is at its all-time worst today. I am cultivating a remnant who will carry the tenets of faith forward. Within this remnant, there is no compromise or confusion. It may come to a separation of clergy and hierarchy in the future, with the conservative standing on its own. This is already being played out in the political parties in this nation. This should not frighten you, but console you. My divine will is your tabernacle of security. The focus must not be on the beliefs and errors in church circles today, but on the steadfast faith of my remnant. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.